But now, where did he go? He was a sheltered boy and not capable of much on his own. You failed to notice the importance of Allie's statement to you concerning Mrs. Creed's family. The two of you were spying from her bedroom, and Allie said to you, "Mrs. Creed's two sisters hate her so much they haven't spoken in years. If he turns up dead, she'll probably call them, but not before." Perhaps if these women understood their sister's insanity so well, they would have sympathized with the boy. Perhaps he contacted them in another state, perhaps via the internet. Perhaps their sympathy led them to agree to hide him, finish raising him. The fact that they were all once Boones means his life would have been harder with them in some ways. But because of the strain under which he appeared to exist, I would say he probably would have found a life with them very accommodating. However, I don't really think that tidbit will help you locate him tomorrow. I would venture to say that the relatives are sworn to secrecy. You can hunt them down if you wish, but my feeling is that they will not talk until the young man gives the word. And psychologically speaking, once again, I don't think that time is yet. I would venture to say that Chris Creed does not want to be exposed for fear of his parents. I would venture to say that you should not bother him with urgings to come forth until he is, quite possibly, 25. I would venture to say that while your earnest desire to uncover him is admirable, he wishes to remain undiscovered for the time being. Thank you for sharing your story, and thank you for sharing your name. Yours most truly, Victor Adams.